Hey, what's happening? What's going on, Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Last week, we spoke about control withdrawing when a shark gets too close. And I got quite a few emails, not so much of questions in a way, specific questions, but more like what people like to know in addition to. So I keep collecting these emails for another week. And then next week, we do an update on how to withdraw from a shark, and there are actually quite a few avenues that we can explore a little more. Today, I would like to talk about power. When it comes to sharks, we always want to know who is the fastest, the biggest, or the strongest. And with strongest, what do we really mean? Jaw pressure? That's mostly what it is. But how about body strength? Who is the strongest shark, species-wise, when it comes to body power? Well, such a question has hardly been explored, actually has never been explored. If you would have to guess, you likely would choose one of the super sharks, right? Like white sharks, tiger sharks, the big buggers. Of course, they're powerful, but let's dissect here a little bit. Well, I'm working with sharks for a long, long time, and so it happens that I had to untangle my share of live sharks from nets or free them from hooks while they were still alive. The species I freed range from nurse sharks, lemon sharks, Caribbean reefs to tiger, bulls, hammerheads, and a few more. Don't get me wrong, sharks that reach a length of 5 feet or so, that's 1.5 meter, they are all pretty strong, but one species, at least in my book, beats them all. Can you guess? Yeah, well, it's a nurse shark. Nurse sharks are likely the most powerful sharks there are, and they are much more powerful than any pelagic shark of the same length. So how can that be? I mean, when you see a pelagic shark accelerate, it has power written all over it. But when a nurse shark starts to accelerate, well, I know this sounds weird, nurse shark accelerating, because they're hardly quicker than a moving person. But when they accelerate again, it looks like, well, unimpressive. But as with many things in nature, what we see is misleading, and the swim performance of a nurse shark is one of them. Those things are super powerful, and it doesn't matter that they look like big dorks, lovable dorks, of course. But once you start to just hang with them a bit, or longer, as I like to do when I want to know a shark species a bit better, I sometimes spend days just being down there with them and watch them. So when you do that, you start to appreciate many things, and one of them is their rather hidden body strengths. And just by looking at them, some features should stand out. I'm sure you could identify any nurse shark in a lineup with other species. So get a picture of a nurse shark and another one, let's say any reef shark. Now look at the peduncle. That's the area before the actual caudal fin, the tail. You see the difference? Where a reef shark gets rather narrow, a nurse shark remains pretty bulky. So that must have a function, right? And there is something else. You see that the second dorsal fin and the anal fin on a nurse shark are right opposite each other, and that the second dorsal fin is very large? Well, that helps to add power when it swims. Of course, not so much when you have a shark that is entangled, but it looks like as if the nurse shark would have a second tail that could propel it forward. And I think that is actually what's happening. The nurse shark seems to increase the actual tail size by a large amount when looking at the surface of these two fins. Now look at the same area in a reef shark. Again, not much there. So now go back and the peduncle of a white shark. If you look at it from the side, it does not look impressive either, but look down on it and you see how it widens due to the keels. So there is something similar going on as we see from the nurse sharks. So the white shark may have a very small second dorsal fin. That thing is actually hardly be visible, but the strength of the peduncle makes us aware that there is a lot of power transferred through this area onto the tail. I can't help it, but whenever I look at the shark, I'm intrigued by this area, the peduncle. That tells me quite a bit about the shark, about its power, and you know, I just start to picture different scenario where this area comes really into play. I know you likely have never heard about this area or why it should be fascinating, but once you get into sharks and different species, you start to wonder about the oddest things. And believe you me, I spend so many hours down there, sometimes I really have to ask myself, is that really something I'm thinking about right now? Well, sometimes you observe the sharks, you know, you just get the oddest ideas. So when I watch these sharks, whatever species it is, I start to feel their power. I know, how can you feel power? So it's more I try to visualize the body contact I had with them when I had to entangle them, or during encounters when I had to guide push one. You know, you push a shark away and that gives you a pretty good sense of how powerful these things are. But of course, you do not have to tackle a shark in order to get an appreciation for their power. All you have to do is just observe. And really, I mean observe, not watch. I strictly separate these two verbs when talking sharks. Observation is like a video. You see how a situation develops. You actually observe the situation. Watching is like a still photo. You look at the very moment. So the term whale watching is not really accurate. It's more like whale observing. But whale observing, that doesn't really have the ring to it. So yeah, let's stick to watch here. Anyway, the whole reason why I told you all that is to give you a new sense of power when thinking sharks. So you may never see a nurse shark accelerate, but if you ever have the luck to see a nurse shark feeding on something and other sharks are there, believe you me, all the other sharks make circles around the nurse sharks because these guys are really, really dominant when they at a food source. And with circles, I mean, of course, the sharks that cannot get to the food swim around the nurse sharks and look for holes where they actually can move in quickly, grab a bite, and then take off again. But if a nurse shark is there, or even two of them, there's absolutely no chance any other shark has actually any saying in what kind of food it may get, because the nurse sharks are too dominant and too powerful. So next time someone wants to know about their power, and not necessarily mean bite strengths, try to hint at body strengths, and I can tell you that nobody would consider the nurse shark to be up there with the big boys and girls of the same length. Or differently put, ask people what they think. Which shark is the most powerful per foot or centimeter or meter, and see what they say. Take it from me, it's not always the most streamlined bugger out there that has all the power. I hope you got a kick out of this podcast. I sure enjoyed it. So that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.